This is Dairy Radio Now.
Today we focus on five pillars of sustainability with Dr. Frank Mitlohner from UC Davis here on our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers. More details at pdpw.org. And today Dr. Mitlohner tells us more about those five pillars of sustainability.
The first one is environmental quality, and that's what most people associate sustainability with: air, water, climate. But that's not all of sustainability. Environmental quality is the first pillar. The second one is animal welfare. The third pillar is food safety. Any food safety issue around the products you produce will have a very negative impact on sustainability of your industry. You can imagine an outbreak of any kind would be devastating. So that's the third pillar of sustainability. The fourth one is workers. To attract and retain a qualified workforce is arguably one of the most important parts of sustainability. And if you were to ask California dairymen, they would tell you, to them, this is the most important one. So that's number four. Number five is financial viability. So again, I repeat, environmental quality, animal welfare, food safety, workers, and financial viability.
But just how effective is the world doing with those five pillars of sustainability?
I believe that they play different roles, that they are of different significance in different parts of the world. So over the last 10 years, for example, here in California, environmental sustainability was the most important. But if you were to ask our dairy industry, they would tell you the worker issue is now their number one. So if you were to go to Europe right now, they would give you a different answer, and China would give you yet another one. And so here's what I've learned. I love looking into the crystal ball. These sustainability issues, for example, animal welfare, was first made into a really major public debate issue and then a public policy issue in Northern Europe. It started in the Netherlands, in Denmark, in Germany. And it spread throughout, okay? They developed regulation, legislation, they developed industry standards, and so on. It spread from these countries throughout the rest of Europe. Then another 5 to 10 years later, it jumped the Atlantic into California. California is generally the first adopter on these sustainability discussions. We then develop rules and regulations. For example, we have a new methane law that was put in effect 2 years ago, mandating a 40% reduction of methane. That's just one example, okay? So sustainability issues start in Europe, they hop across the Atlantic into California, then they play out here for a year or two, they hop into Oregon, Washington, Nevada, Arizona, and then throughout the rest of the United States. So don't ever think you get away with things, because sooner or later they will hit you too. The Californians are approximately 10 years behind the Europeans. It all starts in Europe.
Comments from Dr. Frank Mitlohner from UC Davis on a Dairy Signal webcast from PDPW. More details at pdpw.org. So what's going to be the big focus of environmentalism moving forward?
I know it's not the climate discussion, because that's at its peak right now. That's really important and a big topic right now here in California. It will be in the entire United States. But what is about to hit us in the future are two topics. The one is biodiversity impacts of animal source foods. And the second one is land use change impacts. Because the critics of animal agriculture always look at what is the current Achilles heel. Where do we see the greatest liabilities that animal agriculture has? And that's what's driving the agendas. And we are always behind the curve. Always behind the curve and being reactive. A very traditional response of animal agriculture to any of these topics is, it ain't so, we don't believe in whatever topic you're throwing at us, or even if it were a topic for you, it's not a real one, and so on. This is not the way to move forward, by the way. We have to really change. We have to be proactive. We have to be leading and not following. And it can change if countries like ours help countries in Africa, in certain parts of Asia, to overcome their development challenges.
That's Dr. Frank Mitlohner, professor and air quality extension specialist with the Department of Animal Science at UC Davis. And our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin for sponsoring today's Producer Tuesday. More info at pdpw.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.